stay tuned for one of the most fascinating programs you'll ever hear as we explore the strange and mysterious world of the paranormal and UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dealing with extraordinary claims of the paranormal, on Earth and beyond. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, the controversies are real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of parapsychology, futuristic science, and the UFO enigma. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss some of the most fascinating and strange subjects around. Now here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And good evening, and all I can say is I'll be damned. I'm sure that most of you saw the last, the August 28th, the Alien Autopsy Fact or Fiction, the special that was aired on the Fox Network. All I can say is I was very impressed, and tonight we're going to talk about that with the executive producer of that program. And by the way, for those of you in the audience, Fox is going to re-air that tomorrow night, an encore presentation. Monday night, they're going to air that again, same time, I believe. And they're adding some additional footage, so you'll be sure and want to see this. If you saw it last Monday night, knowing me, how skeptical I am, all I can say is that after watching that, I was very impressed. And I'm actually leaning toward the possibility that it might be real. But anyway, we'll get to that here in a moment. In this hour tonight, we're going to give away some more T-shirts, as we've done in the past. Alien Grays, our new sponsor, is going to be providing those T-shirts. So stay tuned for that. When I tell you to give us a call, you'll have an opportunity to call in and win a T-shirt. And for those of you who are on tape delay, we are giving away T-shirts to you as well. So you have an opportunity to win one. You send us a postcard with your name, your phone number, and your address to Paranet, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034-0172. That's Paranet, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034-0172. I want to also mention, keep your pencils out here, we now have a 24-hour fax line, and it's an 800 number. It's a toll-free number. You can call in. You can fax reports, information, whatever you want to fax to us. You can do it now by sending your fax to 1-800-387-2001. Again, that's 1-800-387-2001. And again, that's a 24-hour fax number. That's also the sighting hotline. And if you have a report you'd like to make, you can contact that number and leave it with us, and someone will get back to you on that. Also, in the news, in the local Colorado area, last Sunday night, we have a fellow in Salida, Colorado. Now, Salida is in southern Colorado. It's between a town called Buena Vista and the Sand Dunes. It's kind of in the general vicinity of where the San Luis Valley is, the mysterious San Luis Valley that we've talked about on this program before. I have not myself seen the video footage, but I understand it has aired on a couple of local network affiliates in Denver, and it might have hit the national scene, I'm not sure, but I understand it's pretty impressive, and it shows this disc bobbing in the air near the witness, and we're following that up, and we'll probably have some information for you on that, too, probably in the next week or so. It was a daylight sighting, too, by the way, which are generally kind of rare, and the gentleman got some video footage of it, as I mentioned, it's quite interesting from what I've understood. Okay, moving along now. I want to also mention, too, last week, Alan Lambert of Kansas City, Missouri, was the winner of the write-in T-shirt contest to win a T-shirt. Alan Lambert of Kansas City, Missouri, your name was drawn, and you will be sent a T-shirt. Thank you very much for listening and for sending in your cards. Now, last Monday night, as I mentioned before, Fox aired a program. It was a special program, one-hour program, called Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction. The history of this is quite controversial, and as they've mentioned on this program, they're trying to locate the photographer that took this footage. What I saw was quite impressive. There are some questions, sure. There are a lot of questions, actually, that need to be answered on this. And, of course, the most important thing is, you know, the physical evidence, the bodies, whatever physical evidence there might be that would actually prove the existence of an extraterrestrial intelligence or whatever. But, nevertheless, the tape that I saw on the program showed a body on a table in an operating room with two what are alleged to be military surgeons working over doing an autopsy on an alien humanoid body. And the program, they had a pathologist and they had some other people who were in the lighting and effects industry in Hollywood who were viewing this, and they were quite impressed. And there, of course, there was a couple of folks that were negative about it, and I myself personally was most impressed by the pathologist and his testimony that the surgeons that he saw doing the work, the autopsy work, he thought were highly skilled surgeons. And this gentleman, Dr. Wecht, has performed or been involved in 40,000 autopsies over his very impressive career. And his impression was that the persons that were doing the autopsy were skilled surgeons. And I think that's probably, you know, a good notch for the reality of that. You know, if we're talking about some type of a hoax, you know, I would not think that they'd necessarily go to the extent of hiring two surgeons, but they might have. My guest tonight is the executive producer of that program. And again, like I said, they're going to be airing it tomorrow night, an encore presentation. And for those of you tonight who want to talk to my guest, please call us at 1-800-836-2009. That's 1-800-UFO-2009. I'm sure you have a lot of questions about this. Please welcome my guest, the executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, Robert Kiviat. Good evening, Robert.
How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for being on the program.
My pleasure.
I want to first of all start off by saying congratulations on the successful airing of that program. Again, I've been saying I'm very impressed with it, and it seems to cause me to lean toward the idea that it's real, and I'm a pretty hard boiled skeptic, I should say.
Well, I think you hit some of the really good points there. I have to say that the pathologist's view is so strong right now that it probably is an actual body of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And the special effects side of it seems to be that if it's a fake, then it's an extraordinary one, better than probably they could even make. So many things lean on it being an incredible hoax if it's a hoax, and maybe that makes it possibly even more real for that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm leaning in that, leaning like you maybe, that it might also be authentic.
Okay. Now, before we go to break, I want to ask you real quick, what has the reaction been from the public since the airing of that on August 28th?
Well, the ratings were very high, and basically a lot of viewers expressed an interest to see it again, and basically wanted to know more about it. So a decision was made to air it again with even more graphic footage than the first time.
Okay.
Sort of a little additional footage, which is very important for people to see. It really is. It might be very much additional for the evidentiary base, for them to see the sophistication of some of the organs, and other organs are baffling in other ways.
So we're going to get to see this on the presentation tomorrow night.
Yes, they'll see a lot more graphic footage, and it's rather disturbing, but on the other hand, it's amazing evidence of something.
Okay. When we come back from break, we'll have more questions for my guest, Robert Kiviat. He is the executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction. And we're going to get into a lot more depth into this amazing footage that was shown on Fox last August 28th, and it's going to begin aired tomorrow night on Fox Network. You'll don't want to miss it. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back. Alien Grays makes t-shirts and sweatshirts for the UFO enthusiast, and they're some of the best artwork you've ever seen on a t-shirt. Alien Grays has over 15 designs, including the well-known gray alien head with almond-shaped black eyes, X-Files and Star Trek shirts, Fire in the Sky, and many other dazzling alien life forms and space art. Now, all these T-shirts are blazing, full-colored, laser-printed onto 100% pre-shrunk white cotton tees. People will notice these shirts when you wear them. To order now, you call this toll-free number during the week, 1-800-561-7775. That's 1-800-561-7775. And that's Alien Grays. Now, as we've done before, I'd like to give away a free T-shirt from Alien Grays to the seventh caller right now at 1-800-UFO-2009, 1-800-836-2009. And for those of you listening to this program late at night or early in the morning on tape delay, send us a postcard with your name and address, and we'll draw one postcard per week. Write to Paranet T-shirt Giveaway, Post Office Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. Again, we're giving away a T-shirt right now to the seventh caller who calls 1-800-UFO-2009, 1-800-836-2009.
It's been said that the pen is mightier than the sword. With Paranet, the computer and modem is mightier than the pen. Paranet is the world's foremost electronic authority on UFOs and the paranormal. Paranet gives you rapid access to UFO researchers and others like you who want to know what's going on. You'll find stimulating discussions with an interactive link to the world through the Internet's information superhighway. There's a variety of departments dealing with paranormal activities, parapsychology, alien abduction research, conspiracy theories and government cover-ups, and cutting-edge science. There's even a skeptics conference. Paranet also has the world's most comprehensive database of news articles, sighting reports, and much more available for a small fee. So plug into power and knowledge with Paranet. Call the data line at 303-863-0469. That's 303-863-0469. Or for more information, contact Paranet at 303-863-0484. You're listening to the Paranet Continuum. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, there's a lot on the subject you haven't heard. Stay tuned, keep an open mind, and call in. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And once again, we'll take your calls for Robert Kiviat at 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. We're talking about Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, the Fox Network special that was aired last Monday night, August the 28th, and it will be again aired tomorrow night on the Fox Network. My guest, please welcome back Robert Kiviat, is the executive producer of that program, and welcome back, Robert.
It's good to be back.
Now, has there been any reaction from any people in the government or the military on this program?
As of yet. We had interaction. I actually initiated with the Defense Department, and they gave us a rather basic statement that they didn't think there was any way to authenticate the film, so therefore they didn't think it would be useful to be involved.
So you did approach them then?
Oh, sure.
Okay. And from your knowledge, did the showing shake things up? I mean, like, do you think it'll accelerate disclosure of any more information? Have you seen anything like that?
It's on the special interest of, you know, Congressman Schiff and other people on Capitol Hill, and apparently there's going to be more and more people on Capitol taking a look at this film.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Will it loosen up the tightness around the Roswell affair? I don't know. It might. I hope it does, actually, because there must be more evidence out there. It's pretty clear that some form of evidence elimination has gone on here.
Mm-hmm. What about the photographer? I know you guys are looking for him.
We've had some contact with him, but he called in once and got nervous and hung up the phone.
Okay.
So we're having a dialogue established, but it's a very... It surely didn't cooperate with our air date, and it still hasn't yet come to full fruition where we're having an open dialogue, but we've gotten a letter and one phone call, and we're hoping that eventually we'll have the opportunity to present him to the public.
Hmm.
He's seeking a pardon, apparently, for... from prosecution for breaking any national security oaths or anything like that. So possibly, you know, we can be of some help in getting him that or getting him considered for that.
That's quite interesting. I think that in some ways, I think that even heightens his credibility because one of the things that I've always thought in discussion of this coming up before the airing of this program, one of my suspicions was that this gentleman could be possibly breaking the law by providing this this footage.
That is his feeling exactly, Michael. That is what he thinks. He thinks he's breaking the law, so he's very nervous.
Okay. How did you guys get involved in the? How did you get involved in this? Give us a little brief history of this and how this came about.
Well, I was in Unsolved Mysteries, and I produced a lot of the Encounters programs about UFOs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, Encounters is on Fox. Oh, it's still on Fox, actually. But so I produce a lot of this stuff, and I treat journalistically. I treat it like a beat, where I'm trying to just be that journalist trying to stay on the story. And one thing led to another, and I heard about this film maybe existing in England, and basically approached Ray Santilli, and we kind of struck a common chord that I was the right guy to disseminate it to the public with a careful journalistic touch, and. He agreed, and I guess my background and my previous work kind of was a good thing for him to see. So he saw that, and that's pretty much how we got together.
Okay. Let's take a call. We've got a caller calling in on our affiliate in Salt Lake City, KCNR. Rob, what's your question for our guest, Robert Kiviat?
Hi. I didn't hardly hear anything except the last part there. This is Rob in Salt Lake.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to ask the producer of the film why they can't just show the film from start to finish and let us judge instead of constantly giving us little snippets that are out of context. The information that is between these out-of-context snippets may be important. In fact, I think it is. For example, I would like to know when there was a scene where we just get a glimpse of the workbench off to the side, I guess, with 1947 instruments. It seems peculiar to me that presumably this is a big deal, filming an alien autopsy. And I don't know if it's an instructional film for future autopsy operators or what. If so, maybe it's important to show the precise instruments that are to be used. If not, why would he show it unless it's a hoax? But in order to find out or to get a better sense of that, I have to see whether the cameraman's panning over there, if there's a reason for him to, why he's showing so much of the room so that we can get a good look at all the 1947 articles and so on. And, it seemed like 10% of the movie was little snippets that, and it's very jarring. And I can't get a handle on the movie if you won't allow me to judge it myself without the little comments.
Okay. Robert, did you hear his question?
Not very much of it, but I actually were having a technical problem because I can barely hear him.
Okay. He wanted to know why the program was not, the film itself was not shown just from start to finish instead of showing the little snippets. He was saying in his opinion that he would like to be able to judge, from that, footage, whether or not it's authentic from the way it's just filmed.
Well, I'm happy to tell him that he can see a lot more of the autopsy segment, or the autopsy cheer right in the organs kind of part. That part is going to be shown in the encore performance tomorrow night. So we'll see a lot more of the important footage that I think he's looking for. As opposed to possibly seeing all the footage, we thought it would be best to kind of show it in the sections and break it down. And it is rather gory, so we also had to keep in mind the dissemination and not trying to be too over-the-top sensational with it, so we wanted to show it in its right light. But if some people are interested in seeing the uncut footage, there's going to be a video release of the program, and at the end of the program, there's going to be the uncut footage presented at the end.
Okay.
So that's a home video that's going to be put out by Vidmark, and it's been announced basically pretty much. And that will be out the end of September.
Okay.
So everybody can buy the uncut footage for precisely the reason this gentleman had asked.
Okay.
And also we'll see some of the metal debris from the crash site, which allegedly was given by the cameraman as well.
Okay, now what's the metal debris? Is that the...
It's basically larger beams than Jesse Marcel described, very much thicker, more like inches wide and long and not, you know, just fractions of inches. And basically there's hieroglyphics on these as well, but not exactly the kind Jesse Marcel saw. And his son saw. So at this point, it's rather mysterious. But the footage is included in this video release of the show, and I think it's very important for people, for like the caller just asked that question, to see all the footage without any, you know, any affecting it in any way, and let people make their own decision. I think that's a marvelous idea, and that's what we've done.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
We'll go to break, and when we come back, we'll get into some more questions and take your calls. Last T-shirt winner was Marvin from Provo, Utah, listening in on KCNR. Thank you, Marvin, for calling. And my guest is Robert Kiviat. He is the executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, a very, very interesting program. You don't want to miss it. It's going to air tomorrow night on Fox again, and there's going to be more footage, as Bob has said, in the program. And it's definitely interesting. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back.
There are many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different. Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP, and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services and MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
Grab a pen and get ready to copy down a computer address. It's an email address where you can reach the Paranet Information Services BBS through America Online. With America Online's Internet Gateway, you can send us mail and we can respond to you personally through your America Online screen name. With America Online's Usenet Newsgroup tie-in, you can also access the 7 Paranet newsgroups dealing with UFOs, metaphysics, paranormal activity, and others. Learn about our upcoming shows and pose questions in advance. And if your question is selected, you'll get a free cassette copy of the show. You'll also find summaries of past shows. If you're not already a customer of America Online, call 1-800-827-6364 for more information. Now, here's that email address to reach us. It's paranet@aol.com or paranet@paranet.org. America Online and Paranet, a winning combination.
mysteries of the paranormal, UFOs, future science, parapsychology, angelic phenomena, ghosts, secret projects, government cover-ups, hoaxes, and frauds. We cover it all on the Paranet Continuum. Now back to your host, Michael Corbin.
Welcome back, my guest, Robert Kiviat. He is the executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, the Fox Network special that has been stirring up the country, if you will. Robert, has this program been aired in other countries besides the United States?
I believe our show is going to air in two other countries, or it has already. I'm not really sure of the dates on that, in the East, Far East. And our program will be, I'm sure, eventually on other places, too.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the scientific research aspect that you've been doing. I was very impressed with Dr. Weck's testimony and watching that. Right. Kind of run down for us on this. What kinds of things are being done on your part to authenticate this or perhaps gain a little bit more of an understanding of it?
Well, I would say the next phase is taking the film that does exist, the purported pieces of film coming off of the autopsy reel, and what can be seen in some of these frames that have been analyzed are what might be the empty autopsy table. But again, it's hard to tell. It's not the best image at all on this film. But in the end, it's supposed to be a piece of the original film given to the given to Ray by the cameraman. And if we can take that film and have something done to it, that's called a destruct test, basically, or some other chemical testing methods, we might be able to narrow down the age. But still, even there would still be a mystery to the exact age of the film. And even so, someone can take old film and actually use that to stage a hoax if they really are that determined. So there's always going to be an element of mystery to this until the cameraman comes out and really verifies and authenticates everything he said.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, when you said something about the empty table, discuss that for me.
Well, we've been given some film by Ray Santilli, which may not be the entire reel. It definitely is not the entire reel of the alien autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's always a degree of doubt because you don't want to damage the autopsy film itself. But on the other hand, Ray Santilli could sacrifice some of that film.
I see.
If he wanted.
For this test you're talking about.
Yeah, you give up a little, like the Shroud of Turin.
Sure.
There was a little piece. I think with the Shroud, it was a lot smaller percentage in the film. But again, that's relative. I guess you have to look at the idea of frames versus,
yeah.
Width and length of a Turin, but whatever, of a Shroud. So
sure.
I don't know. But in the end, we're basically are going to stay on two fronts. We're going to try to nail down where the cameraman lives and try to interview him. And we're approaching him now, so hopefully that our relationship will grow, or we'll call in tomorrow and say, let's meet, and what conditions can I get for protecting me and my family? And maybe there's a way that we can work something out very quickly where the nation and really the world could see him. On the other hand, we're staying very diligent about the film. We want to test more of it. We want to be able to test the actual frames of with the alien in it, and even then we want to be able to try to get more information from the cameraman where we can really start to maybe get some other witnesses to this whole thing.
Sure. Now, are you aware of some of the rumors that were going around on, say, internet, on the various pay services like AOL and the different ones? Was there any truth to the idea that there was a possibility that some parts of that footage that maybe not have been aired showed President Truman?
Well, there never really was any President Truman footage, according to Ray. What Ray has told me is that basically he got reels of film that said Truman on it, or a reel of film that said Truman on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameraman either led him to believe or did not say it wasn't true that Truman was on this reel. So Ray thought he might be, and I think through the through certain leaks, people heard that Ray was saying he had President Truman on film. And in fact, he had told me at one point he thought maybe he had Truman on film. But then he was the first to report, which I think is to his credit, that when he didn't have it, he said he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to, you know, want to perpetuate
Keep,
that
sure.
He said he did. But in reality, I think it's fairly easy to see how that mistake could have happened. On the other hand, I find it interesting that the name Truman was even on the canister.
I agree. Now, another confusion, I guess, is the idea that Does this actually, you know, you were talking about the debris, or it shows some aspects of hardware. The film does.
Oh, sure. We have the footage. It just was not part of our show, Alien Autopsy, but it is going to be part of the video that's being released.
Okay. Now, does this, in actuality, wouldn't this kind of support Roswell? I have heard also that the film itself shows this is about a film from a crash that was recovered in, say, I believe it was New Mexico or Arizona. It was not actually the Roswell crash, but is this actually the Roswell crash that we're talking about here?
It purportedly is. The idea has been put out by the cameraman to Ray Santilli that this debris is part of the same crash retrieval as the aliens.
Okay.
Part of their ship.
All right. Now, also noted, too, that you had Walter Hout on the program, who was the press information officer at the Roswell Army Airfield in 47.
Uh-huh.
Some of the, I think it was AP Wire News Service, said that Hout was not impressed with the footage. Is that true?
It's true that Walter expressed his feeling that he didn't think the footage was that convincing to him. It was an alien,
mm-hmm.
but he also was the first to say in our interview anyway, not what aired, but actually on the cutting room floor, as we say, he had said that he was not a doctor, so you shouldn't take his expertise too much to heart on the idea of it being a real body or not.
Okay.
That's
uh-huh.
not his expertise.
Uh-huh.
So he's the first to say that, and I think what other people have done in the coverage of Walter is leave out that other part.
Okay. And I also noted you have Kevin Randall on there. I take it Randall was impressed with it.
Kevin had similar feelings to Walter in a way, that he did not think it was definitely proving it was the Roswell crash.
Okay.
But it was impressive. I mean, again, who could say this is not impressive? This is...
It is impressive.
Being hailed by everybody, including the skeptics, as an extraordinary film.
It is. It is. I have to...
Even Davio, you know, who spoke very eloquently about problems in the film, top filmmaker, you know, he had to admit that it's some really fantastic work being done. So, again, I'm not really sure how we'll ever know it's authentic until we start piecing together all the different facts, where he was, who his commanding officer was, get people to know that commanding officer, you know, et cetera, until finally you break down a prima facie case that the whole thing happened.
Of course, the government could make it a lot easier if they just opened the freezer door and let us in.
Well, I guess that's not going to happen from what we're seeing. So.
Probably not. Okay, well, we'll come back from break. I want to talk to you about the fact or fiction part and get into some of what your idea is for if it is a hoax, who could be doing it and why. So we'll cover that when we come back.
Okay.
Robert Kiviat's my guest. He is the executive producer of Alien Autopsy Fact or Fiction on the Fox Network. It is going to be aired tomorrow night again. It's an encore presentation, of course, from August the 28th showing. And we're being told that they're going to include enhanced additional footage, I guess, from the original program. So it's something you do not want to miss. And for me, it's definitely a very impressive piece of footage, very impressive production. 1-800-836-2009. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We will be right back. Alien Grays makes t-shirts and sweatshirts for the UFO enthusiast, and they're some of the best artwork you've ever seen on a t-shirt. Alien Grays has over 15 designs, including the well-known gray alien head with almond-shaped black eyes, X-Files and Star Trek shirts, Fire in the Sky, and other dazzling alien life forms and space art. Now, all these t-shirts, all t-shirts, are blazing, full-color, laser-printed onto 100% pre-shrunk white cotton tees. People will notice these shirts when you wear them. To order one of these shirts, call during the week this toll-free number, 1-800-561-7775. That's 1-800-561-7775. Now, as we've done before, I'm going to give away another free t-shirt during this program from Alien Grays to the ninth caller right now who calls 1-800-UFO-2009. That's 1-800-836-2009. So give us a call. That's the ninth caller to 1-800-UFO-2009, 1-800-836-2009. From Alien Grays and Paranet.
Paranet and MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena, gives you a chance to hear and read more about UFOs and the paranormal. Catch up on our previous Paranet radio shows with cassette tapes you can order for $8 each, or two tapes for $6 each, three or more at $5 each. Become a member of Paranet and subscribe to Continuum, Paranet's quarterly magazine. And don't forget our stunning black T-shirt with a background of galaxies, stars, and comets, the Paranet and MICAP logos, and a beautiful blue-green planet Earth. When you order from Paranet, you're helping to support this program. Call now for more information or to order your tapes, Continuum subscriptions, or T-shirts at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Paranet, your window on the universe at 1-800-UFO-NET-1.
This is the Paranet Continuum, where we answer questions and question answers. And we want to know what you think. Call us and stay tuned. Now back to your host, the Director of Paranet Information Services, Michael Corbin.
And the number to call is 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. It's a toll-free number. My guest is Robert Kiviat, the executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction. We're discussing this incredible production that was shown on Fox August the 28th, and again, it will be shown tomorrow night, Monday night, on the Fox Network again, and it will have additional footage. And as Robert has discussed on the program, it's going to have some incredible graphic footage, a lot more of the autopsy itself. Robert, I'm sure in your research, now you're a very careful researcher, and I know that. In the process of doing this and putting this production together, what kind of theories have you come up with as far as if it is fiction, if it is a hoax, who would be doing it and why?
Well, we'll start with the fiction category. If it's fiction, then what you have a couple of possibilities. You have a possibility that there's some sort of government-spun organization or some people within the infrastructure who would like to throw UFO research off its, you know, off its balance and put out something that could be conceivably real and then all of a sudden come out later and expose the hoaxers or make it appear that the hoaxers have been exposed and that basically UFOs are nothing more than, you know, a combination of hoax and fantasy. And that's one theory. The other theory possibly is that there's just a group of people with amazing skill out there who just get off on, on, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, I don't know if that's the right phrase for radio, but
it'll work.
I don't know if I would edit that out myself, Michael.
No,
no program, but
I won't either.
Okay, but you know, just enjoy kind of just goofing on people.
Sure.
And if that's the case, then I think Sarah Weck said it as he goes, "They're wasting their time. They should be out making movies with top filmmakers."
Yeah, they'd have an instant job.
Yeah,
you know,
but then again, the other theory about that it's fake is that it's some extraordinary hoax for some other reason we don't know.
Yeah.
On the other hand, what if it's real? Well, if it's fact, I guess you want me to answer that side too, right?
Sure.
The fact side is that a guy, 82 years old, kept it from the time he shot it during the Roswell event, and it's not too hard to believe that someone would eventually come forward with footage of the Roswell case if it was real.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've noticed that almost everybody comes forward eventually for something, right?
Right, absolutely.
So it kind of makes sense. On the other hand, his story is very suspect until he comes forward even in a more upfront fashion and introduces himself to the world and says, you know, here I am and here's the story and you need to know it's true.
Sure.
So until we have that, the fact part really hinges on just that. Otherwise, you have to keep all the other hoax possibilities very close to your vest and be leaning on those until he comes forward.
Yeah. Let's discuss the political angle, too, I guess from a fact or fiction standpoint as well. To me, when you show something like this, which I understood got very, like you said before, it got high ratings, you know, I'm sure there was millions of people in the United States that were watching that program.
I prefer to turn that around, you know, more like a journalist and say, I'm happy millions and millions of people saw it and were interested in it, and were more interested as they watched because the ratings actually indicated that people kept coming into the show.
Okay.
They weren't leaving.
Uh-huh.
So, again, I think it's important for people to consider this might be actual evidence of an extraterrestrial.
What would be the political ramifications of that? I mean, let's say that this was the actual... It turns out that it is. This would have an incredible amount of political weight, wouldn't it?
But I think, just by the way this is shown, the political weight that it has, it shows everybody that people are not that shocked. In other words, they can handle it, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's an alien. Okay, let me see it, you know?
Next thing, you know?
They're not going to get... Their world's not going to be rocked, so to speak.
Okay.
They're going to get up the next day and go to work.
Sure.
And I think we may have seen the first alien, so it's sort of like, well, we've already seen it. Are you going to work? Everyone's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's
going
to continue to go to school, have their PTAs, whatever they do. And that is basically, I think, an important lesson because there are people, a large percentage of people, I'm not going to say exactly which, what number, but
mm-hmm.
that are leaning that this could be authentic.
Yeah. Will the main, you know, speaking of mainstream, will the mainstream media pick up on this story?
They already have.
And what kind of reaction have they had?
Well, news shows have been very interested in this whole thing. The basic interest level is growing among the mainstream journalistic community.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm basically, you know, covering the story first. There's no doubt about that, and that's a good thing. But, you know, on the other hand, for me, it keeps me very focused on getting to the truth. That's really what I'm about on this thing. So it doesn't stop for me just after the encore airing tomorrow. I continue on the beat, so to speak, and I'm still working with the people involved to see if the cameraman will eventually come on national television.
Sure. Do you think that this is going to provide possibly the impetus for enough people in the mainstream maybe to apply enough pressure to the government to maybe be truthful about what they know about all this?
I think it's going to increase a marginal amount, to be frank. I really don't think these things happen in a groundswell, you know, all of a sudden from one piece of film. I think it's a combination of things that are starting to happen. There was a lot of interest in the face on Mars. I covered that quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and there still is. And we're going to be sending a new probe up to that vicinity with another camera, just like the one that was going to go up before. So there's basically going to be a lot of interest in the face on Mars, and I'm sure your people, I know all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners, I mean.
Sure, yeah.
Your people.
But
on the other hand, they're interested in the body now on that table. I mean, what is that? I mean, is it possibly a non-human creature from another place? It looks humanoid, but, you know, as Dr. Wecht, who I think is just wonderful in the show,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he has lent so much believability to the idea this is an actual cadaver of some kind.
Well, that's one of the people that really convinced me to lean more toward the reality of it. He was very credible to me.
The organs don't look right. There's
no.
People need to tune in tomorrow night because a lot of strange, bizarre makeup to the organ structure of this being.
Okay. Real quick, Robert, what's the bottom line for you? I mean, obviously you've got an interest in this and you've had for a couple of years. What do you think, where do you think this is going?
The film itself?
No, just generally the idea, you know, talking about the face on Mars and this special you've done.
I think that by grabbing or trying to hold on to the evidence that is most visual, that people can touch, see, in some cases even see in many dimensions and whatever, in terms of seeing it in 3D and like the space photos, from Mars. But in this case, I think we're seeing a body that probably existed somewhere, and it is either real or not. And if it is real, then people are going to start asking more and more exacting questions from politicians and everyone else, leaders of society, and say, hey, I'm starting to see more and more evidence that there might be something up to this we're not alone thing.
Okay.
And, you know, I think more people eventually start hearing more and more and more from people. We're hearing more and more from people who just want those files opened up, every single one of them.
And you don't think we'll panic?
You don't think we'll... I do not think we'll panic.
Okay.
I'm one of the true believers that there will be no panic.
Okay. We'll go. We're going to go to our final break, come back, get some final comments from Robert Kiviat, executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, a Fox special that will air tomorrow night. Very interesting. You don't want to, for sure, not want to miss this. Again, it's very, very impressive. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum.
It's been said that the pen is mightier than the sword. With Paranet, the computer and modem is mightier than the pen. Paranet is the world's foremost electronic authority on UFOs and the paranormal. Paranet gives you rapid access to UFO researchers and others like you who want to know what's going on. You'll find stimulating discussions with an interactive link to the world through the Internet's information superhighway. There's a variety of departments dealing with paranormal activities, parapsychology, alien abduction research, conspiracy theories and government cover-ups, and cutting-edge science. There's even a skeptics conference. Paranet also has the world's most comprehensive database of news articles, sighting reports, and much more available for a small fee. So plug into power and knowledge with Paranet. Call the data line at 303-863-0469. That's 303-863-0469. Or for more information, contact Paranet at 303-863-0484.
Pilots depend on accurate, timely information, both in the cockpit and on the ground. Skyway Publications helps with both. The Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guide provides convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that cater to pilots. These are free, pocket-sized guides with information on large and small airports nationwide, along with technical information, fuel and airport services, and businesses that can make life easier for pilots. Keep in mind, it's free. Check your local airport for the Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guide, or call area 970-669-1800. Call Skyway today and find out how the guide can also be a financial opportunity for you. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Check your local airport or call Skyway at 970-669-1800.
UFOs for real, or are they just fiction, or imagination, or disinformation? To find out, stay tuned for more of the Paranet Continuum with your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcome back, my guest, Robert Kiviat, executive producer of Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction on Fox tomorrow night. Before we go back to Robert, I want to mention we're going to give away one more T-shirt to the fifth caller at 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. That's the fifth caller for an Alien Grays T-shirt. And once again, if you want to get a hold of Alien Grays during the week, you can order a catalog from them at a toll-free number. It's 1-800-561-7775. That's 1-800-561-7775. I want to thank Alien Grays for helping to support this program. So give us a call. Fifth caller, once again. Okay, Robert, to wrap up the program, what's planned for the future? If let's say you get in touch with the photographer, are there going to be more specials, or what can we count on?
Well, I'm looking to have more fact or fiction specials, basically get into more fascinating topics, sort of the same way we did on this one. And the other thing, of course, paranormal with a very strong journalistic documentary touch.
Mm-hmm. You seem to have the knack for that. You got very talented.
Thank you, Michael.
I was very impressed with the quality and the content. So
thank you. I'm proud of the show, and I think everyone did a marvelous job. And I'm, like I said, I'm very proud of it. But the other thing that I'm trying to do also is stay on this film story and see if we can get the cameraman to come out. And if he does, we'll do a 1 hour possibly. And maybe show some more footage, actually. There's a lot more on this story that I think we're going to be hearing about.
Good. Good. Sounds good. Now, is there any information you can give out on that video yet, or is that a little premature?
Well, no, actually, it's been announced, and it's been written up in some trade publications here in, Hollywood Reporter.
Okay, why don't you give out that information, how they can order a copy of this?
It actually is Vidmark, a division of Trimark, is going to, or vice versa, whichever. They're putting out a video that will have the show plus the debris footage I mentioned, and then the uncut autopsy footage from start to finish, no breaks, just as it is, and it's rather fascinating just to watch the whole thing.
Okay.
And and you can probably get that just by contacting Vidmark here in on the West Coast, Los Angeles.
You got a number for them by any chance?
I don't have it, but that information, Wolf-Weber will give to you and or anyone else down
okay.
the road. We'll make sure we get the information out to people.
Very good. We definitely are going to have you back on the program to hear more about this. And it's been a fascinating hour, Robert. I want to thank you for being on the air.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Robert Kiviat, executive producer of Alien Autopsy. Fact or Fiction was my guest tonight. Thank you very much to him. Be sure and watch this program tomorrow night on the Fox Network. You'll have to check your local listings for times. But this is going to have an additional amount of footage in it from what was shown last August the 28th. Quite incredible. And, of course, that wraps up another week for us at the Paranet Continuum. I want to thank you for listening. And give us a call if you have anything on your mind. 1-800-387-2001. That's our fax number as well, 24 hours a day. Until next week, I'm Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes on the skies. Good night.